This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Several Montana tribes and legal nonprofits filed a lawsuit this week challenging two new laws they say disenfranchise Native voters. Aaron Bolton has more.
The American Indian Rights Fund and the ACLU of Montana filed the case in Yellowstone County District Court on behalf of the Blackfeet Nation, the Confederated, Salish, and Kootenai tribes, Fort Belknap Indian Community, the Northern Cheyenne Tribe, and Western Native Voice. The case centers on two new laws that end same-day voter registration and prevent people from turning in someone else's absentee ballot if they are paid to do so. The Montana Democratic Party is also challenging new election laws in Yellowstone County Court. Tribes and their advocates say the laws disadvantage voters on rural reservations who have limited transportation and can't make multiple trips to register to vote and cast their ballots. Limited postal routes on reservations can also make it difficult for tribal members to cast absentee ballots by mail. Supporters say the laws add security to election procedures. Last fall, the same court struck down a law passed by voter referendum in 2018 restricting ballot collection efforts. For National Native News, I'm Aaron Bolton.
The Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe has filed a motion to intervene in a court case over fireworks at Mount Rushmore. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is suing the U.S. Department of the Interior for denying permits to hold a 4th of July fireworks display. The Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe claims the state is misrepresenting the tribe and the people of the Great Sioux Nation. According to the tribe, the governor has falsely stated the state consulted with the tribe regarding the impact of fireworks at Mount Rushmore. Chairman Harold Frazier says he has no record of any consultations with the state or federal government over fireworks in the Black Hills, a sacred area. The Interior Department's denial cites safety concerns and tribal objections. Noem's office told South Dakota Public Broadcasting last month after filing the suit, concerns were addressed. In a letter to President Biden last month, Noem wrote, tribes were consulted before last year's event and invited to attend planning meetings. The letter goes on to say the state would also consult with tribal leaders for this year's event. The Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe says it's well aware that no state or federal government ever takes consultation with tribal nations seriously, adding it will not be silenced or misrepresented. The Associated Press reports the court has not decided if the tribe can join the lawsuit. Some New Mexico tribes are keeping their mask mandates in place as state and national guidelines are eased. Zuni Pueblo is alerting community members the face mask mandate is not lifted. The Zuni COVID-19 Incident Command, in a memo this week, stated all community members and visitors must continue to wear a face mask when out in public, both indoors and outdoors. The message cites efforts to continue to mitigate the spread of COVID-19 and help protect those who are at high risk. The Navajo Nation's mask mandate remains in place reservation-wide, which spans New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah. Masks are required in public, both indoors and outdoors, on the Navajo Nation. Navajo leaders point to the fight against COVID-19 for keeping the mask mandate. Last week, the state of New Mexico updated its public health order and adopted federal mask guidelines for fully vaccinated individuals. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's updated guidance on face masks for fully vaccinated people no longer require to wear a mask either indoors or outdoors. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Support by the American Indian College Fund, providing scholarships to Native students of every age for over 30 years. Applications for the upcoming school year accepted through May 31st at collegefund.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.